Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. With the Omicron variant a concern for a lot of people this holiday season, some of you may forego the holiday parties. But if you decide that you want to go, you may still want to look good when you do go. So how do you glam up for the holiday party during this unusual season of joy and celebration? What do you wear? What do you not wear? And of course, here's the big question. With everyone wearing masks, what's the best way for women to put on their most glamorous face and make sure that you look marvelous? Well, joining me to talk about this are Ivy Twyman, fashion stylist and owner of Clothed in Ivy Boutique, and Quan Wilson, makeup artist, television beauty expert, and owner of Quan's Eyes. Lines are open. The experts are in. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly tweet me at HFisher, W-H-U-R, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Ivy, thank you so much for joining the conversation.
Hello, Harold. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Quan, I've been waiting to talk to you about these eyelash things, too.
I've been waiting to talk to you, too.
Yeah, I've got some. I have a lot of questions for you about that. That's another show. No, we're going to talk about it on this show. Anyway, let me first start with you, Ivy.
Yes.
Ivy, what is the most difficult thing for women to figure out right now when it comes to what to wear during this holiday season? I mean, if you've decided that you are going to venture out and go to a New Year's Eve party or some kind of holiday party, what's the big issue for them?
It would definitely be the mask point, because, you know, we're used to a world where, you know, when we go out on New Year's Eve, we get glammed up, beautiful, and we want to, I mean, we put in a lot with between our nails, our makeup, our hair, our, you know, we want, it's a whole piece together, including your outfit, you know. So the mask thing is just, I mean, it's big. It's definitely something that is going to be prevalent. They're going to do it, but I'm getting a lot of clients who are just suffering as far as with the mask issue.
What are they saying to you?
So they're like, you know, if they put on an N95 mask and they have on this blinged out gown going to this event, I mean, that mask is totally toning the whole attire down.
Mm-hmm. So what do you suggest to them?
My suggestions as far as with a lot of my clients, well, my expertise is that they glam up the mask. So I have designers that I work with that also they'll make the mask, they'll bling it up, they'll, you know, make it very, they'll have the chains hanging from it, crystals, you know, you got to bedazzle it. It has to, like, pop, because we can still make it work. But, you know, you're just going to have to be bedazzled.
Mm-hmm. And so the mask is going to have to fit the rest of the outfit.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the other question about the mask thing, because one of the other concerns, I mean, I have a mask now. I'm not going to be doing crystals and chains. I'm
of course.
But right, but I do have a mask that has, you know, I'm a Kappa, and I have it has a Kappa shield on it and all of that. And mm-hmm. I have found that even on cold days, that mask is really, really hot. Mm-hmm. Do you find that that is the case, and particularly when we're talking about women who may be a little more made up than usual on a glamorous night or at a glamorous event, that that is something that they need to take into consideration? Because, again, everyone is wearing a mask for health/safety reasons, and you
Absolutely.
Want to have on a mask that is comfortable to wear, that is going to be safe not just for you but for the people around you, and in this particular case, looking good. So how do you balance that?
Well, you're definitely going to have to, when you're going indoors, like for me, for instance, I have several masks. So if I'm going indoors and I know I'm going to be indoors for a few hours, I'm wearing a thinner mask.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're preparing for this holiday function right now, you want to go with something light and thin. And then they also have the inserts now that they're like, they look like nozzles that you would put on a dog that goes underneath the mask so that it picks it up and it allows you to be able to have more breathing room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And those are sold right on Amazon. But I found that those are essentials that goes along with that mask piece.
Okay. It sounds like a good idea. So we're going to start with the head and work our way down. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about holiday party glam. If you decide to go to a party, we're going to work on keeping you safe, but also making sure that you look good if you decide to go. What you should wear, what you should not wear, and how to make sure that you look your absolute best. If you have any comments or if you have any questions, give us a call. The experts are on the line at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So with the mask wearing, one of the most prominent things, of course, are the eyes. And that's one of the reasons why we, of course, have Quan Wilson here to talk about the eyelash thing. Now, you know, first and foremost, Quan, I've seen you on several occasions. Your eyes always look absolutely fantastic. Your eyelashes are always on point. Just whatever you do with them. I mean, they're just... They're perfect. They're absolutely perfect. Howsomever, as my mother would have a tendency to say, there are some people out there who obviously have not had your expertise. Because
okay. We're going to help them.
Yeah, we're going to help them. I need to ask you, even before we go into this, how much is too much? I have seen some women out there who have lashes that are just so long that, I mean, you know, they have got dust bunnies in them. They probably got a chicken nugget or something in there. I mean, it's just so much stuff in their lashes. When you talk to women who are adding these false eyelashes, is there a point when, like a doctor and good bedside manner, you gently touch them on the arm and you say, enough is enough?
Harold, you are absolutely right. And for my ladies that know me in real life, I'm not above going up to you and letting you know that your lashes are too large. You really want to be careful when you're selecting your lash. You can go long, you can go full, and you can go glamorous without making a spectacle of yourself. Your lashes are supposed to enhance your natural beauty, not take away from it. So that's really important to keep in mind. So I really encourage my ladies, if you were to put on a pair of false eyelashes and open your eyes up wide, if the tips of those lashes is extending into the midpoint or even touching your eyebrows, they're too long. And you really want to scale them back. If you want to go for a more glamorous look, instead of adding the excessive length, look at some of the wispy lashes. Those are going to give you that high glamour, high impact look without making you look foolish.
Yeah. I've wondered sometimes when I've seen some ladies with eyelashes and I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe, you know, some of the plane tickets are just too expensive so they can just use their eyelashes to fly to Atlanta or wherever they're going. It's just cheaper that way. Yeah. But they can because their eyelashes are too long. they look like you can't see their eyes.
Yeah. And Harold, you know what's worse? Since we're on this subject, my ladies to apply false lashes using weave bonding glue.
Now help me with that. Using what now?
Weave bonding glue. Harold, this is a thing. So you just touched on how you notice ladies with these crazy lashes on, and you'll kind of see chunks and things in their lashes. I have had several clients that have actually adhered their false lashes using weave bonding glue, and that is a big no-no, ladies. You always want to make sure you're using an appropriate lash adhesive when applying your lashes, because that's how you get all of that gunk, get, you know, caked up in there, and it just looks ridiculous.
So is that kind of like the danger of the Gorilla Glue thing with a lady earlier this year? Are there some serious, it sounds to me like there could be some serious health and safety implications for using something that is inappropriate for putting lashes on.
You're absolutely right, Harold. Our eyes are delicate and sensitive. You really want to be careful. You want to make sure you are using an appropriate lash adhesive to apply your lashes. And then speaking to that safety aspect, you also want to make sure you're placing your falsies in the correct place. All of my lash ladies, when I teach them how to apply their lashes, they're applying them directly above their natural lash line. So their natural lashes are never compromised in the process. And ladies, we really want to be careful about this, because as we age, our lash growth cycle changes. And we get to the point, you know, if you create too much damage and tension with your natural lashes, you can reach a point where they won't regrow, especially as we get older. So you really want to make sure that you're using the appropriate types of lash adhesives and you're placing your lash in the correct place. You don't want to place your falsies on top of your natural lashes or in between your natural lashes. You want to go right above, like where you would place your eyeliner if you're going to do a tight eyeline look right above your natural lash line.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about getting your glam on during this holiday season. If you decide to go to a holiday party during this holiday season, how to look your absolute best. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay, so Ivy, talk to me about what might be some of the go-to outfits for women during this holiday season. Is it short? Is it long? Don't know necessarily what the weather is going to be like, but certainly we're assuming that we will be inside. Give me kind of an idea of what is in vogue for this holiday season.
Yes, Harold. So it is a combination of it all. I mean, you can do short with an over-the-knee boot. You can do midi with a nice, sexy pump. You can do long with a little small kitty heel. I mean, you can go either way. But what's really in right now, and because I guess a lot of people have, I mean, we've been sheltered, what, a year and a half now?
Yeah, almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, when they go out this year, they want to pop. I mean, sequence is huge. Sequence, shiny, bedazzled, and you layer your look with the fur. Furs are in. Foxes, throw a lamb. I mean, you layer your look with the fur. And, I mean, right now, I mean, our weather is going from 70 degrees to 25 the next day. So, you know, you might have one, you know, half shorts on and pants the next day. So, I mean, but you definitely, you want to have your options as far as with your dress, midi, long, short, glammed out with the sequence, gold. Golds are definitely in, the metallic, golds pop. Yeah, so you want, and then pearls, ladies, pearls are back in. Pearls, I mean, can glam you out. The diamond necklaces, I mean, you want to come in fabulous for the new year. And as far as shoes, they have, you can go many ways with shoes. A lot of people want comfort because we've been in sneaks or, you know, flats for so long. Chunky heels are in. Oh, my goodness, chunky heels are absolutely in right now.
You mean the stacked heels?
Yes, the stacked heels. Mm-hmm. And Jessica Parker just released a new gold platform heel that is fabulous.
Yeah, I saw them. I think they were on the on the new Sex and the City reboot.
Yes, they were, Harold. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I have one of those under my pillow, but that's another show. I need to take a break.
Absolutely.
I need to take a break. But when we come back, we are going to talk to Vanessa calling from Maryland. We're also going to talk to Taylor calling from D.C. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to get you glammed up. If you decide to go to a holiday party during this season, how to look your absolute best from head to toe, get the caterpillars off of your eyelashes and do it right. Make sure you've got the right shoes on too. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about glamming you up during this holiday season. Of course, I know everyone is a little concerned about the Omicron variant, COVID and the like, and some people would prefer to stay home and not go to parties. However, if you decide to go out, and a great many of you will be going out to a party, maybe one, you still want to look good, and we want you to look good. And we have the style experts on the line with us. We have Ivy Twyman, fashion stylist and owner of Clothed and Ivy Boutique. Also, Quan Wilson, makeup artist, television beauty expert, and owner of Quan's Eyes. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, as always, we take phone calls up until 8 o'clock. If you cannot get through, please keep trying. Let's go to Vanessa. Vanessa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was calling to talk about the eyelash
debacle.
So basically, we use the hair glue for the eyelashes because it's easy to take off. It is probably wrong, but you know, it's what's happening. People do it.
Quan?
No, I totally understand, but there are definitely some amazing options on the market that will allow you to easily put your lashes on and off. If you visit me online at quanseyes.com, I actually have a hybrid lash adhesive system. It works just like an eyeliner. So it's a pen. You're going to take the pen and draw on your eyeliner. And it's black, so you don't have to do any other steps after that. And instantly attach your lash. There's no dry time. You can instantly put your lash on. You'll still have that dark color adhesive, and you'll be able to protect your natural lashes in the process. So I do encourage you to check out some of the options on the market. Hair glue is a really big no-no and really, really will compromise the integrity of your natural lashes over time.
Yeah. Okay, Vanessa, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Taylor, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Taylor. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was calling. I'm a personal user of Quan's line.
Oh, okay.
And she's actually applied mine before. And I want to tell y'all, if y'all listening, this is one thing that I definitely want to say, go ahead and encourage y'all to make a purchase from her because her eyelashes are amazing. And they stand by with the actual product. And definitely follow the uses that she's telling you, and it will go for a long time.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Taylor. I appreciate that endorsement. Ivy, tell me about this. Now, something else that I've noticed, maybe I'm a little behind in some regards. Yeah, I know about the stacked heels and Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah, I've got a thing for, you know, women in heels. I'm old school in that regard. But tell me about the so-called vegan leather. Is that a thing for you know, for the holiday party thing, or is that just your regular everyday fabulous glam? I've seen a lot of that over the past, I don't know, couple of years or so. What kind of give me the 411 on that now for women?
Oh, Carol, you speaking to me?
Yes, I am. Ivy, yes.
Oh, okay,
absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, so, Harold, so vegan leather is a, I mean, that's an overall glam for every day. I would probably say I'm wearing vegan leather, liquid leather, at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Now, what is liquid leather?
So it's, it looks shiny.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, it looks like a shiny leather.
It's a superhero stuff.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly what it looks like.
Okay.
It looks like a superhero. But let me tell you, it just pops. Like, with anything, I would throw on a pair of either my vegan leather pants or my liquid leather pants with, like, an oversized T-shirt and some sneakers and throw on my mink and my long mink, and I look like $1 million. You know what I'm saying? But I'm chilling, and it's so hot. Like, it's nice. And then you can also take that look to the holiday party. You take that same vegan leather pants, liquid leather pants, and you throw it on with a palette sequence top that it can be tunic-like that comes right to the thigh, and a booty, and you just stepped in glam.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me back up. You said a pilot sequins what?
So they're larger sequins. So they're
the big round, the larger
uh-huh.
sequins. Okay.
Yes.
And now, wait a minute. Now you said and a booty.
A booty comes right at the ankle.
Oh, the shoe.
The shoe.
You know, I'm a man. You got to get me right now because I'm thinking a little higher. But
nope. A booty,
okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, right to the ankle, an ankle booty with a little heel. And, I mean, and that's it. I mean, it doesn't have to, fashion doesn't have to be so extreme. Like, it's so many pieces you can kind of put together in your closet and make it work for the holiday.
So help me with this also, because one of the things that I have also seen, and I've seen this recently at a, you know, on a couple of sister friends. So I trust your fashion sense on this. You know, I like it, and a couple of sister friends of mine do have what I would consider very expressive fashion sense. And I know there are no rights or wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about a bustiers?
A bustier as far as?
A bustier with, like, as part of an outfit, you know, where they've got, you know, like a fashion corset with the.
Absolutely, Harold. Absolutely. So that's why I love fashion, because it continues to evolve. And back in the day, I would say maybe this was 96, 97, the bustiers were really, really big. We purchased them from Fredericks of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. That was a store in Pentagon City. That store, I mean, everyone during that era was rocking a bustier. And what we did was we put it over top of a collar shirt. We put it over top of a wife beater. We put it over top of a T-shirt. We put it over top of a nice dress, like a very simplistic dress. And Frederick of Hollywood had all of the extra, extravagant bustiers. And to see that they're coming back, oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They just seem so restrictive to me. But I mean, I'm not wearing it, so it's not. Perhaps that's, you know, that's not my testimony.
Oh yeah, but they are. They are very restrictive. But right now, you know, after all of the COVID weight, a lot of us has gained. Oh, but we need restriction. We need to be snatched in and fed.
Right.
Really?
Yeah,
snatch
me.
So I'm with restrictions. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute, Quan. No, hold on. I mean, how much snatching do you need? I mean, don't you want to breathe and be able to be, you know, comfortable?
Nope.
No.
Oh, that's
no.
Okay.
That's why you stand, Harold. That's
is that what it is?
You look pretty with your lashes. You don't sit down.
That's right. I'm serious. And because, Harold, even the shoes hurt our feet. So we have gone so many years with just wearing these
4.5, 5-inch heels that are killing us. And we got to walk like ducks to get back to the car after we leave the holiday party.
Yeah, but you know, but let me say this about that. As a man who, during the course of various and sundry, relationships has spent his share of money on women's heels. Not all mm-hmm. high heels are uncomfortable, so I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
Not all attractive. I mean, women's heels. I've heard, those red bottoms are notorious. Yeah, they're notorious. Yeah, they look good, but all women are talking, at least 2 octaves higher when they walk in them, and some of them can't even walk in them.
Preach.
Yeah.
I
understand. But I think to this point, I would argue that you can still be sexy and comfortable if you do a better job of picking, if you do a better job of picking sexy shoes with the right pad and support and a vamp that doesn't cut across the top of your shoes. Can we preach about shoes? Do I know what I'm talking about?
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so,
Listen, you know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, you know exactly what you're talking about. But the thing about today's society is that they're stuck on trend. And trend is huge. So although the most comfortable shoes would work and look nice, they're going to go with what the celebrities and what the trendsetters out there are wearing. And that's the truth.
Hmm. Okay. Which goes back to the dust bunnies and the eyelashes that Quan and I, the Harold and Quan team is trying to...
We really are.
Because the thing I'm afraid of is to have women being pulled over because they look like they're asleep because the monarch butterfly caterpillars that are on their eyelashes are giving them the impression that they are asleep. So let's talk about, if I can, Ivy. We talked about some do's, but what about some absolute don'ts when it comes to glamming up? Again, we say yes, there are no rights and there are no wrongs, but certainly I'm sure that you have had some of your clients come into your shop and they try something on and they say, oh, I want to do this with that, and immediately you go
mm-hmm.
So what is it that makes you wince when you're talking to your clients about those kinds of things that when you say to them, no, don't do that?
Mm-hmm. So this is the thing. I mean, clothes can look absolutely amazing, right, on the hanger, but it's not for everyone. So, and absolutely don't when you're going anywhere, and especially out. Out in public, is that you want to wear what complements you and your size, your shape, your skin tone, like colors, like all of that matters. So it's a pet peeve for me when someone tries to wear something that they cannot fit just because they think that, they see that Beyonce had that on and they want that, but it doesn't look great on them. And I guess that's my biggest thing as far as where I battle with trying to not offend someone, but try my best to get them into something more appropriate for their shape, their figure, and their style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess it's when you see it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. One of the things, Quan, also, you're not just lashes, of course, your makeup, too. And I know a lot of guys have an issue with makeup. I don't. I think that I appreciate women in makeup. I think it's part of femininity. I understand that. However, And this is one of those, and this is the glam thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think less is more, and then other times I think that more is best if it is artistically done. And I've seen, you know, some of your work where you've done the less is more, and you've done, you know, the kind of over the top stuff. And again, as far as your makeup is concerned, I mean, you know, your face is always a work of art. I mean, it's on point. But I need to ask you about this. I was watching Love and Marriage Huntsville, and one of the things that I've noticed, and this kind of annoys me, the sparkles on the face and on the, what is it called, the décolletage.
I'm
a science, and I always liked science when I was a kid growing up, but when a woman's face looks like the Milky Way, I just think that's too much.
You know, it's a fine line, Harold. You're absolutely right. There is a way for us grown women to be able to wear glitter, to wear the sparkles, and do it in a mature way. When you're talking about decorating the décolletage area, you want to make sure that you're using an appropriate luminizer. I really love J-Lo. She just put out a new luminizer line. It's really beautiful. I love how finely milled the pigments are that are in that creamy solution. So you can literally rub it on your skin, your neck, your arms, your chest, and it'll give you a beautiful lit from within glow instead of that over-the-top sparkle. And I think that that's really what we want to go for. Definitely with the younger girls, you'll find more the use of the crystals and chunky glitter on the eyes.
Now, what is, what is that? Crystals and mm-hmm. chunky glitter. I'm not familiar with that.
So if you go on Instagram and you look up different eye looks, chances are you'll come across a couple of images where young women are using chunky glitter. It's essentially just like craft glitter. You know, back in the day at school, arts and crafts projects, they're using glitter that is the consistency of that. So it's thick. It's very noticeable. So for our age group, you want to look at smaller glitter particles. You can have the sparkle, but you don't want to go to the point where you're putting craft glitter on your eyes. That's too much. I love Charlotte Tilbury makeup. She has these beautiful eye palettes, and a lot of them have a shade called Pop, and it's a finely milled glitter component that you can literally just dab your pointer finger in it and then gently pat it right on top of your eye once you're finished your look. So it gives you this beautiful glittering glow effect, but it's not over the top. So it's just about choosing the right product so, again, you don't look foolish, you know, during your holiday outing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we would be remiss, and I'm making an assumption here, if we don't at least talk a little bit about men. I mean, the whole conversation has been, you know, mostly about women. But Ivy, I'll let you take a shot at what we should see. You know, what men should wear if they have one of these, you know, glamorous gals on their arm. What would you like to see a man wearing and not wearing at a holiday party if he has a, you know, a glam gal on his arm?
Well, I love to see men in tux and suits. And what I do not like to see them if they put on a suit and it's not well fitted. I think a man has, and that's my pet peeve, with the pants where they're all bulging at the bottom, they're not tailored, the jacket is not tailored, that is a pet peeve for me because I think every man's suit needs to fit him properly. And that's big. And he has to have a suit on, a nice dress shirt underneath, and something that's back and really big right now outside of ties is an ascot. I love to see a man in the ascot. So with the suit, the ascot, nice and nicely tailored, some nice dress shoes, Salvatore Ferragamo. I mean, yeah, and your shoes match the color of your belt. If you have on a burgundy shoe, your belt should be burgundy, and black shoe, black belt. I mean, so all of that for the man.
Now,
and he'll be ready.
Now, I have several ascots. Here's the thing with the ascot.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike a necktie or unlike a bow tie, ascots are difficult to tie. And they do not always stay the way that they should stay. If it's a silk ascot and
mm-hmm.
some guys may want an ascot pin, and then you get into all of that. But I would caution guys that if you want to do it, that you definitely need to learn how an ascot is tied.
I absolutely agree with you. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
And how many buttons you need to have unbuttoned so that the ascot will look good. And if you're jumping around
absolutely.
And dancing and the whole bit, trust me, after two or three dances, the ascot's going to come off. Because it's just not going to look the part. They will look great, but you know, that's the difficult thing with an ascot. If you don't know what you're doing with it, you don't want to have something that you're constantly primping and picking at. That's just not something you definitely want to have to worry about. You know. Now, your thoughts about that, Quan. What would you like to see a man in?
I agree with Ivy. I love a man in a good suit. You can't get around that. Especially a tailored suit, definitely. That's super important. You want to make sure that it's fitted to the body. Definitely one thing that I can't stand is the oversized jackets. When the pants are tight, it just looks super misshapen. Yeah, you know, like the pants are tight, the jackets one size. It's totally crazy. I definitely agree with Ivy. I think men need to take their items to the cleaner, to the tailor, definitely get those things fitted to you professionally instead of just wearing it off the rack. We, you know, just like women have to go in and get alterations done, I think that's just as important for men to do.
Yes.
And I will say that even with trends and depending on, I think that some of the suits need to be not only age appropriate, but body style appropriate. Not every guy can wear, flat front, higher cuff suits. He may have to wear something that may be a little more traditional. I would not, no disrespect to Mr. Harvey, but I think we need to stick to two buttons, one button, no more than three.
Yeah, I agree.
Three quarter length suit jackets, depending on, of course, what your budget is. I mean, if you're going back and if you're not buying a new thing, wear what you have. But I do agree with, with the tailoring and tailoring can be costly. It most certainly can. And for those of us who aren't built the way we were when we were in our 20s, again, it should be appropriate for our size. And I like some of the more colorful tuxedos, Ivy, but I still don't like I have a midnight blue tuxedo with black lapels, but I'm not going to go baby blue. And mm-hmm. And I do have velvet, I do have a velvet tuxedo, pants and jacket, but it's black. And I think I do like some of the cranberry velvet as well. But I may get in trouble, for this, but I think that if you're a man, I think that your color should be, your color should be a little more masculine, with a little pop, here and there. And I like a little plaid as well, but don't outdress the woman that's on your arm.
I agree. Well, you hit the nail on the head with that one. If you're dressed mm-hmm. better than me, we got a problem.
Okay. You are not about to show me up at the holiday party. It's not going to happen.
Oh, no, if I dress better than you, then you have a problem.
You're right, Harold. Harold's going to show me up at the holiday party, guys.
Yes. But, Harold, you're right on point with, even with the colors, like that cranberry velvet, that midnight blue with the black lapel plaids, all of those are perfect for the holiday party for this year.
Yeah.
Perfect. With a, with even with a bow tie, the bow ties are big. You know, I mean, just period, the ties, period, but the bow ties, yes.
And here's something also, Quan, and I think that you can really speak to this, and I think for men this is really important because they don't often focus on this. Talk to me a little bit about some do's and don'ts for men's grooming.
For men, the biggest thing is just to take care of your skin. That's it. You want to make sure that you're washing your face 2 times a day. And I know that that sounds basic, but a lot of people don't. Some people just wash their face when they get up, and that's it. You want to make sure you're washing your skin before you hit the bed, because you want to wash off all of the debris from the day and all of those dead skin cells. And when you let, when you allow that to accumulate on the skin, that's when you end up with a lot of issues with acne, even ingrown hairs, you know, hair follicles getting backed up because of debris on the skin. So my biggest thing, constantly clean your skin appropriately. Definitely if you're working out during the day, make sure you're washing your skin after your workout and moisturizing your skin. A lot of men, especially men of color and women of color, I speak to a lot of people about this, they're not using a moisturizer with the SPF in it. You want to make sure that you're using a moisturizer with SPF 30 or higher. I like to say look at 45, 50, because, guys, it really makes a difference for women and men. As we age, those sun protectants are protecting our skin from the rays of the sun, those UVA and UVB rays. So you want to make sure you take care of your skin now, so as you age, your skin won't work against you. So definitely for men, making sure that you are keeping good care of your skin, washing, exfoliating, and moisturizing the skin. And definitely chapstick. Moisturize your lips. Don't just lick them. Use the chapstick.
Oh, so no LL Cool J.
No LL Cool J. That's good, gentlemen.
You know, one of the things that I've discovered on the show also, and we don't have that to worry about right now, but eventually we will get some snow. And to that point about the ultraviolet rays, when there is snow on the ground and we have, you know, after the snow falls and the skies are clear and we have all of this bright sun, you're getting UV rays coming from both angles, from the top and also reflecting on the snow from the bottom. I never knew that until we had a skin expert on this program years ago who reminded us about that. And for people who have particularly sensitive skin, the thought of actual sunburn in the wintertime, who would have thought?
Mm-hmm. It's real. And premature aging, that's where it comes from. It comes from not wearing an SPF. I have so many clients, you know, because they think they're African-American or they have a little bit more melanin in their skin, that they don't have to wear it, especially in the wintertime, and that's not true. Men and women, especially men who have bald heads, if you're not wearing a hat outside, you need to also put your SPF to protect your head, too.
Like me, for example.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a thing too. I mean, I shave every other day, just because it's easier. But I do remember the very first time I felt, and this was down in one of those Caribbean islands when that sun hit my head. Ooh,
yeah.
I definitely felt it, and it would be a thing here too. Look, Quan Wilson, Ivy Twyman. Thank you both so much for sharing some time and some laughs and some fashion tips and some eye tips. We're going to keep the dust bunnies out of the eyes and make sure that, as we say, Ivy, you know, spandex doesn't love everyone, but keep doing what you're doing, ladies. Thank you so much. And look, happy holidays to both of you. Stay safe out there. Wear a mask if you're going to go to those holiday parties, and have a happy holiday season.
Thank you.